Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In a meeting you can see at CATV6.com, clicking on the Vimeo link at Robinhood Radio TV, Sharon Center School Faculty Association filed a grievance at a hearing where the Board of Education was held on Monday. No determination was reached and another session will go on as scheduled. Sharon Center School Faculty Association members said they're more than willing to be available for meetings with parents, but they believe their contract was violated when scheduling parameters for conferences were changes. The hearing with the board came after no resolution was reached with Principal Karen Manning and then Region 1 Superintendent Pam Vogels. Faculty Associate members Lori Ellington, Heather Matthews, Steve Meeting, along with other representatives like the union representative Rob Lamoureux, came before the board to explain their concerns. The newly approved contract that went into effect this school year calls forwarding 2 days of parent conferences in the spring. One is in the evening. The same schedule's in the fall. There's a change from the past when there was only daytime sessions in the fall. Quoting here, there's no language in the contract that requires teachers to stay on campus, Lamoureux said. They thought that, as usual, they could leave when their conferences ended, end quote. He said the day before the first conference in October, he received an email at 11 p.m. from Vogel saying teachers must stay at the school even if they had no conferences. Teachers claimed they were given the message, the, quote, duties differ on days we have conferences, end quote, according to Matthews. A Marine from Stattsburg, New York, has been remembered as an accomplished and well-liked student by those who knew him within the Hyde Park Central School District. Major James M. Brophy, 36, was among five Marines who died in last week's military plane crash off Japan's southern coast. They were identified on Wednesday. The Marines were aboard a KC-130 Hercules refueling aircraft that collided with an F-A-18 Hornet fighter during regular training on December 6. The warplanes crashed into the sea south of Japan's Shikoku Island. Brophy, who served 12 years in the Marine Corps, is survived by his wife, son, and daughter. A paint and sip fundraiser to benefit the Sheffield Senior Center will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. You can create a snowman with red scarf on a 16 by 20 inch canvas or on authentic slate and roofing tile. Your donation includes all painting materials, instruction, a light snack, and non-alcoholic refreshments. The Senior Center is located on Cook Road in Sheffield. Reserve your space by logging on to berkshirepaintandsip.com. An open mic night with no cover charge at the VFW Post 5444, 7 till 10 p.m. at the VFW Route 22 in Dover Plains. Hosting the event are Pat Mann and Dennis Blandino. They're welcoming all local musicians and singers and people that want to listen. Music of all types, amps, PA system, and mics will be ready for you to play. More information, 845-877-6300. Holiday Night Under the Lights, December 14th, 3 till 7 p.m. at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Visit with Santa Claus, buy your tree, wreaths, poinsettias, cheese, and other holiday goods at the store. Join them for a night of food, fun, and festivities. And thanks for supporting the Housatonic Valley FFA, by the way. Their store is open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 4:30. They close on December 23rd. Karen Allen, the actress and owner of Fiber Arts on Railroad Street in Great Barrington, is hosting and answering questions at the screening of Scrooge, the 1988 film in which she co-starred with Bill Murray. It's a new take on the Dickens' 1843 novella, A Christmas Carol. The film is going to be screened at the Mahaley on Friday, December 14th. Karen will be there answering questions about the film after its showing, and, as there is always a possibility, that Bill Murray might be there as well. Breakfast with Santa on Saturday from 8 to 11 at the Copaig Park Building, 305 Mountain View Road in Copaig, New York, sponsored by the Cub Scout Pack, 2130 in Copaig, New York. St. Patrick's Church on Albany Road in West Stockbridge will hold their 21st annual Cookie Walk on Saturday, the 15th, from 9 to 11. A wide variety of cookies will be sold, according to weight. More information available at 413-232-4427. Berkshire Botanical Gardens will present a winter gallery exhibition entitled Plant Shadows, Joan Dix Blair, December 15th through March 1st at the Center House Lanhart Galleries at 5 West Stockbridge Road in Stockbridge. Gallery hours are weekends from 11 till 3. Admission is free. A performance of Charlie Brown Christmas Jazz Band. A free concert will be held Saturday the 15th at the Trinity Retreat Center in West Cornwall on Lower Road. It's a performance of the music from the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack. It's free, and there'll be free refreshments. A holiday sale, Bobby Leffenfeld, Body Jewelry and More, December 15th from 11 to 4 on Taconic Avenue in Great Barrington. 100% of the proceeds go to benefit Construct, a nonprofit 501c3. The Agalith Theater Company and Dewey Hall present Ghost Rider on December 15th. Matinee, doors open at 1:30, performance at 2. Evening, doors open at 7, to performance at 7:30. AgalithTheater.com on the web. Meanwhile, on Saturday the 15th, at 6:30, Sharon Playhouse presents Ho Ho Holiday. Tickets start at $10. You can join them as they celebrate the season with a night filled with friends, family, and holiday cheer. The concert features cast members from the 2018 season, as well as some of their talented local kids. The evening of music and fun will feature many of your favorite holiday tunes, as well as a visit from the big man himself. Following the concert, stay with them for refreshments and photo ops. More information at SharonPlayhouse.org. The Pancake Breakfast, the Amenia Fire Company, comes up this Sunday at the Firehouse on Mechanic Street, 7:30 to 11. All you can eat. Adults, $8. Seniors, under 12, $7. More information at 845-373-8352. This is an annual event that is coming up this year once again. The Trixie Strauss Christmas Bird Count. Compiler Zach Adams for a free winter bird walk as part of the Christmas Bird Count on Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Sharon Audubon Center. More information at 860-364-0520. A paint and sip fundraiser will be held on Sunday from 1 till 3 at the Lakeville Firehouse on 4 Brook Street in Lakeville, Connecticut. You can create a seasonal image of sparkling ornaments on a large canvas. Your donation will benefit the Lakeville Host Company Junior Firefighters. It includes all painting materials and instructions. BYOB and reserve your space by logging on to BerkshirePaintAndSip.org. The Bidwell House Museum hosting a history talk replay on Sunday, December 16th, entitled The Supernatural World in the 1700s, Religion, Magic, Witchcraft, and Wonders. The 1 p.m. lecture will be presented at the Monterey Community Center, Main Road, Route 23, by Yale University Professor John Demos. For more information, 413-528-6888 or bidwellhousemuseum.org. Bard College at Simon's Rock, students in the Music Performance Workshop will present a free Sunday afternoon concert featuring works for piano, guitar, and voice on December 16th at the Kellogg Music Center. The event begins at 2 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 237.52 to 24,607.76 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 71.24.21 and the S&P 500 at 26.59.82. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.